Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to stop pulling on the reins. So how do you ride a downward transition? How do you develop engagement? How do you collect your horse? How do you stop your horse? If your answer to any of those questions is that you pull back on the reins, then you're on the right episode to find out why that's the wrong answer. So in this podcast episode, we're going to address why you should not pull on the reins and how to stop doing it. So first, let's begin by discussing why pulling on the reins is a bad thing. So when you pull back on the reins, your horse is likely to shorten his neck, stiffen through his back, hollow away from your seat, lift his head above the bit, and come against the contact. Your backward hand causes the horse to stiffen, disengaging his hindquarters and putting him on the forehand. Now, pulling back on the reins can also encourage the horse to get stronger in the contact because he will pull against the pressure. And this then often leads to a tug-of-war scenario where the rider then has to resort to using stronger and stronger rein aids to try and hold the horse. And when that doesn't work, they then resort to using stronger and stronger bits. And the vicious cycle continues. Instead, when you are riding, you must always offer your horse a forward hand. Basically, that means you should always think of riding your horse from back to front and never from front to back. And we discussed this in a previous podcast episode. So the horse should be working willingly and freely forward to seek the rider's contact. The rider should never impose a rein contact on the horse. Now, if you try to pull the horse into a shape using the reins, then the horse will either resist the hand and come above the bit, or he will bend his neck at the third or fourth vertebra. And this then puts the horse's nose behind the vertical, which is incorrect. So now you know why you shouldn't pull back on the reins. How do you actually go about stopping your horse without the reins? Well, we're going to go through a few steps to teach you how to do it. Now, the first thing you need is you need to establish a correct contact. Now, in order to do that, we highly recommend that you listen to the previous podcast episode titled How to Ride Your Horse from Back to Front, because that will give you all the information you need. But to help get you going, here are a few basic steps. So first, you have to encourage your horse to seek the contact and stretch into the rein, rather than you pulling back on the reins. And to do that, you're going to begin by riding a large circle in an active walk on a long rein, and encourage the horse to march forward, pushing himself along from behind. Now, at this point, don't pull back on the reins and don't fiddle with the contact or try to pull the horse's head down. Then what you're going to do when you've got this active walk, you're gradually going to start shortening the reins whilst keeping your wrists and elbows soft and being careful not to pull back. And keep your legs on all the time to encourage the horse to seek the hand. And then when you feel the horse is reaching into the bridle and is at the end of the reins, you're then going to stop shortening them. Now remember to keep your hands forward. Now, that might feel a little strange at first, but you must get used to the feeling that the horse is taking you forwards, not the other way around. Now, if at any point you feel that the horse draws away from your hand or comes against you, then give the rein a little more, keep riding forward and start the exercise again. Eventually, the horse will seek the bit and a correct contact can be established. Now, if you've become accustomed to pulling on the reins, then you need to re-educate yourself and develop a new feel for the contact. So here are some tips to help you. So firstly, picture that your hand is always pushing the horse to the contact rather than pulling backwards. Remember that you are holding a piece of metal that's inside your horse's mouth. If you pull back on the reins or jiggle your hand around, that metal bit will bruise the horse's sensitive mouth. And for the horse to feel confident to seek your hand and to work into the bridle, the contact must be comfortable and elastic. Now allow your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists and your hands to softly breathe with the horse as he moves, and try not to hold your body stiff and fixed. Now finally, remember that the rein length is held between your thumb over your index finger. The other fingers is how you communicate with your horse down the rein, so your fingers should be mobile as if you were flying a kite on a windy day. So the outline that you're looking for in dressage is achieved by riding the horse forward so that he works through his back and neck into an elastic contact. Now basically, you should never have more rein contact than the amount of impulsion that the horse is generating from behind. So in short, your hands and your contact must only receive what your leg creates. Again, if this all sounds a little bit too much, go and listen to that podcast episode titled How to Ride Back to Front, because that is basically the concept that we are talking about. But once you've established that correct contact with your horse, the next step is to learn how to use your seat. So instead of pulling on the reins to slow your horse's tempo, to ride a downward transition, or to stop him altogether, you should use your seat. Because the biggest communication channel between you and your horse is through your seat to his back. Now, when you are riding your horse correctly from back to front, as we've just discussed, then energy is constantly flowing over the horse's back from his hindquarters to the bit. And you can control this energy through your seat and your thighs. So try to imagine yourself like a clothes peg on the horse's back. Now, when that peg is open, the energy can flow from the back to the front. But when the peg is closed, then this pauses the flow of energy. So here's how you can use that in practice. So let's imagine that you're riding around the arena in an active working trot. The horse is working correctly in a good rhythm through a supple back and into an elastic contact. Now, during this time, your seat and your thighs should be relaxed and you should be following the horse's movement and allowing him to move freely forwards. Now, say you want to ride a downward transition to walk. Here's how you would do it. So you would first start by taking up sitting trot, if you're not already in sitting trot, and you would give your horse a small half halt to let him know that something is going to happen. Now, a half halt doesn't mean that you're pulling back on the reins. It simply means that you are capturing and recycling some of the energy and putting it back into the horse's hind legs. If you're not quite sure how to half halt, go and listen to that episode on how to half halt. But once you have given your horse that half halt to prepare him for that downward transition to walk, you're then going to stop following the horse's movement with your hips. So you're going to tighten your lower stomach muscles and slightly squeeze both thighs inwards. And this action mimics the closing of the peg, and your horse should then transition to walk. And then as soon as your horse walks, relax your stomach muscles and thighs, and again follow the horse's movement with your hips. And this opens the peg again to allow the energy to flow from the hind legs and over the back once again. So that's basically how you go about using your seat to stop your horse, rather than pulling back on the reins. However, if you have a young horse or one that has never been trained to respond to the rider's seat aids before, then you may do those steps, but your horse may still not stop. Now, instead of resorting to pulling back on the reins, here are a few ways to help you teach your horse what these seat aids mean. So the first exercise is half halt give. So you're going to ride the same steps as above. So you're going to start in a good working trot, allow the horse to move forward, and then stop following the movement with your seat, contract your lower ab muscles, and squeeze your thighs gently inwards. Now, if your horse doesn't respond to you ceasing to follow his movement with your seat, then what you're going to do is you're going to ride a sequence of half halts until he transitions to walk. So you're going to ride half halt, give, half halt, give, half halt, give. At the same time, all whilst keeping your seat still, your lower abs contracted, and your thighs gently squeezing inwards. Now, as soon as the horse walks, relax your seat and thighs, follow his movement with your hips, give him a pat, and repeat the exercise. Now, after a few attempts, the penny should drop and your horse should then start to understand what you want him to do. He should then start to transition to walk as soon as he feels your seat stop. Now, another exercise you can use is circles and corners. So if you have a very onward bound horse that likes to get faster and faster, then the best way to teach him to respond to your seat is by using circles and corners. So you could start by riding him on a circle next to an arena corner. The circle will help to control his tempo, and if he continues to get quicker, then you can just make the circle smaller. Now, the corner is where you're going to ask for the downward transition from trot to walk. So you can use the same steps as above, including the half halt gives if you need to, but you're going to ride deeper into the corner and use the arena boundary to help make it clear to the horse that you want him to walk. Again, as soon as the horse walks, relax your seat and thighs, follow the movement with your hips and allow him to walk forward, give him a pat and repeat the exercise. And then when your horse starts to get the idea, you can then start to ride the transition at different places in the arena. So to wrap this episode up, pulling on the reins is a very negative and counterproductive way of riding that's also incorrect for dressage. So instead of pulling on your horse's mouth, first learn how to develop a correct contact that entails the horse seeking the contact with the reins. Then once you have established this contact, you'll then be able to start teaching your horse to stop, to collect, and to make downward transitions by using your seat. Not only will this avoid all the negatives that we talked about when we were focusing on the backward hand, using your seat will also help create a more harmonious partnership for you and your horse, helping to keep him more relaxed and helping you deliver a more flawless dressage performance. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff which is available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.